You're listening to KOWSLP from Occidental, California, 92.5 FM, serving Santa Rosa and West Sonoma County for 18 years, streaming to the world at KOWSFM.com from our studios in Santa Rosa. Visit our website to listen, donate, or volunteer. You can also download the Radio Rethink streaming app from our App Store or from the App Store. Our email address is kows@sonic.net. Give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/kowsfm. Once again, it is time to go way out in the garage. I'm your host, Chaz. And yes, it is a bit chilly in the garage tonight. But we will warm things up by playing some hot, rare, and out-of-sight records. Once our little space heater and your feet start going, it will warm you up and warm your heart.
I am conscious, my kids telling me to hide, but it ain't
Now, as promised, on Facebook, we will play the choir.
Well, my world used to be sunny, and jokes used to be funny, but now
okay, well, something happened to the record there, and I didn't want to finish the song. My apologies. Yes, well, let's play another one.
Let's walk on a lonely street. just walk in the midnight rain. Oh, your lips and smooth away all our pain with soft
first set that we played tonight had Phil and the Frantics begin the show with a song called Till You Get What You Want. Phil and the Frantics formed in Phoenix, Arizona in 1963. They even had their own nightclub called The Cave. Arranged and co-produced that song was Waylon Jennings. And the B-side, that was the B-side on Sounds Limited Records, July 1965, and then later on the ARA label. We had It's Cold Outside by the Choir, or at least we heard most of it, a Cleveland band with Wally Bryson, and he and maybe a couple of the others went on to form the Raspberries. First released on Canadian-American label October 66, later released in 67 on Roulette, and it was a regional hit and even charted on Billboard at number 68, despite being more of an earlier 60s sound at that time. And then we had the next five with their little bit slicker, more commercial version of the Nightcrawler's Little Black Egg on Destination Records, August 1967. The Milwaukee area band brought a copy of Nightcrawler's original by a WOKY disc jockey asking if they would record it, and they did. And that last one was The Others, an American garage band formed in South Kingston, Rhode Island in 1964, their second release on RCA Records in March 1966, a song called Lonely Street. All right, I'm going to try a little different something here to play this next song, and I certainly am hoping that it works. We shall see.
Without your love, I can't go on. The trees are proud, and it's
Technical difficulties, and so we'll figure something out here. Apparently we're not going to hear that one either, so I sent one of my buddies out for another copy of It's Cold Outside so we can play what we promised, and we'll see if we can find another copy of Misty Lane. In the meantime, well, let's do our announcements. You're listening to Way Out in the Garage on Cal's Radio, and Cal's thanks Vaughn Necton of Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated insurance agency combining community sensibility with solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. They can be contacted at 707-874-2666 or on their website at opendoorins.com. And programming on Cal's Community Radio is made possible in part by the Mark West Area Chamber of Commerce, and we thank them for their support. The Chamber is assisting with the development of Community Park in Santa Rosa, another example of their commitment to enhancing commerce through community stewardship. Find out more by visiting them at markwest.org or calling them at 707-578-7975. And join host David Rosen every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. for Ordinary Miracles Radio. David is a 40-year veteran of the stage and studio, having recorded and toured worldwide with many Bay Area icons. He's also a songwriter and producer, and his show is an anything-goes mix of back catalog of well-known and rare music. Original music and live studio performances, interviews with cool people, discussions of important local and global issues, explorations of spirituality and meditation, and all stops in between. Be sure to tune in Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on Cal's Community Radio, KOWS-LP, in Occidental, 92.5 FM in Sonoma County, or on KOWSFM.com, where we are always streaming worldwide. And we will continue on to play some music and scramble around and see if we can fix the problems that we had with the equipment today. In the meantime, we will tell you a little bit about, We will tell you about what we did play before we got rudely interrupted. We played Pay the Price by Sunshine Ward from Boulder, Colorado, believed to be a reworked version of The Astronauts, who scored a hit with Baja, which was also on RCA Records. This was in 1967, a Buffalo Springfield Stephen Stills song cover shared with me by my friend Terry. And then we had the Phoebes, F-E-E-B-E-E-Z, an all-girl band from Albuquerque, New Mexico, the B-side of their record on the Stang label in October 66, a song called Season Comes. And we started to play Misty Lane, and maybe we'll be able to play it again if we find a better copy of it. In the meantime, let's listen to a little bit of something from The Count Five.
Well, just you walk down any street, you're sure to meet one of us. Well, if you don't meet sure to see a double-decker bus. Here comes a double-decker bus. We'll be right back.
baby's leaving me today. She said she's going far away.
Going far away.
I beg my baby, please to stay.
Please to stay.
She just can't leave me this way.
This way.
I love her so.
Was a little warped, I don't know, but yes. Well, let's cover what we just played. We played The Count Five, another South Bay band who scored big with Psychotic Reaction, and a similar British Yardbird style mimic type song, Double Decker Bus, the opening track on their LP on Double Shot Records. We heard Going Away Baby by the Grains of Sand from Lomita, California, the LA area, on Genesis Records, January 67, one of Chaz's favorite songs of the genre, believed to be produced by Kim Fowley. And that last one was Don't Leave Me This Way by the Blue Velvets from March of 1965. Damon Records out of Kansas City, the band from Leawood, Kansas, not the Blue Velvets that became the Gollywogs and then Creedence Clearwater, but oddly enough, a very similar sound. And now one of my buddies has brought in a better copy of It's Cold Outside by the Choir, and if anyone was waiting to hear it in completion, I just want to make sure we get it right.
Sunny and jokes used to be funny, but now you're gone and everything's turned all around. Well, my world used to be warm and then there was a storm, but now you're gone and everything's turned upside down. We'll be right back.
Well, someone brought me back a copy of this record, but it wasn't the right one, so we will continue on with the other songs that we had in mind to play, and we will start with this.
Tell me I am always on your mind. We had a lot of requests for this song. It goes something like this.
Let me tell you about my baby. You know she come around. She about 5'4". From her head to the ground, dear. You know she come over here. Just about midnight. She made me feel so good, Lord. Yeah, you know she made me feel alright, dear. And her name is walking down my street, yeah.
Oh, God, it looks like Jay Mansfield with a hernia.
Looks more like a hernia. She comes up to my house, she knocks upon my door. I said door, not boat, door. And then she opens up my front door. Oh.
It's open.
Thank you. And then she comes upstairs to my room.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute, she forgot something.
Her pill.
No.
Vitamin C, like an orange juice.
Vitamin C, Bill. And then she runs upstairs to my room, anxiously waiting what's going to happen. She dropped her pill. And then she opens up the door to my room. Ah, now we're getting there, folks. And then she comes into my room, and what's the first thing she runs into?
A booby trap.
No.
Ah, oh, come
now
on.
Oh, now you got it, now you got it. Ah.
I know. You're busy listening to football games.
Congratulations.
Hey, you did all right today, too, huh? What was it?
Beating the Minnesota Jerks?
No.
But you know, they are out there.
And then she... What are you doing?
Room service.
And then she comes into my room and she looks at me. And she keeps looking at me. And she takes out her false teeth and she gums me to death.
That was a live recording of the Standells. And that was the Dirty Water Band having a little naughty fun performing live in 1966. The Standells, of course, from Los Angeles. And before that, Sir Winston and the Commons from Indianapolis, Indiana. An acetate recording made at the Jan Eden Recording and Sound Studios in April of 66. Sadly unissued until 2010. And, well, we had a couple complications with our equipment and played that one almost twice. And I was hoping to be able to play a song that started to play once before we had the difficulties. And if you happen to hear that one, I'm sorry, I won't be able to play that until next time at least. So we'll just try and continue on here in the garage. Yes, it's a little cold in here, but we're doing okay. Farm to Pantry has been nurturing the community of Sonoma County for over 16 years. Living in such a bountiful spot on earth, it is essential that we all ensure and that we ensure all residents have access to the beautiful locally grown produce available in our backyards and farms. Check out farmtopantry.org to learn more about the food justice programs, including child nutrition education, where you can get involved. Volunteer to connect with people and ask about their cool swag items. Farmtopantry.org. And Cows Community Radio thanks Sonoma Clean Power for their underwriting support. Sonoma Clean Power is turning the tide on the climate crisis through bold ideas and practical programs. Their website outlines how to be a part of the clean energy future. That's SonomaCleanPower.org. And, lest we forget. Jazz and Way Out would like to thank and give big ups to North Coast Solar for shelling out the bread to help us keep our lights on at Cows Radio and here in the garage. For 40 years, they've been hooking up homeowners and businesses with solar power to improve energy reliability. They say the sun may be 92 million miles from Earth, but if you're looking for the best solar installation company, it's best to go local. Get all the deets at ncsr.com or give them a buzz at 707-575-3999.
What was my sin or whatever I've done? so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on a wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
From a pretty little miss, she slapped me down, said the jerk, this toe doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
That set right there, we heard, what did we hear? Yes, I need to gather my thoughts because I had to grab some extra records to play. Well, we had Saturday Sun by the Sons of Adam. They started in Baltimore and moved to L.A. Early Randy Holden in that group. B-side on Decca Records, July 66. We heard I Mean You by the Losing Streaks from their new album Last House on Slovenly Records, the Sacramento retro 60s band. And then we heard, what did we play? I must find it. Oh, the Clefts of Lavender Hill and Stop and Get a Ticket, the group from Miami that was carrying that British sound for a while there, and that was on Date Records, released on the day of my 13th birthday in 1966, May 13th. And then we closed with a little sad note on Christmas. I hope your Christmas is more enjoyable than just what Santa is going to bring you. But that was the Sonics from the Pacific Northwest Tacoma area, Etiquette Records, and their negative take on Santa and Christmas. But I hope yours is better than that. And, well, once again, we hope you've had a far out time going way out in the garage, but now it's time to split. And that's it for December. Even with all the technical difficulties, we got some good music out there. The next visit will be on the second Wednesday of January, which is the 8th.
It's 7 o'clock.